T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marty Griffin. All right, a couple things before I get to my guest. Number one, I find it offensive that any news organization would release photographs of a man battling addiction with a crack pipe in his mouth. I find it vile and disgusting and low rent. It made me sick. I'm a guy that believes in getting to the truth, but is the truth to try to win a presidential race showing a candidate's son battling addiction? It's a horrible thing to see. And on a personal level, I have personally done interventions. One of my close friends, I was the best man at his wedding. I'm the godfather of his sons. He was a crack addict, network reporter, $700,000 a year guy. I had to buy food for his kids and sneak money to his wife so they could pay their mortgage. He threatened to kill me with a gun while he was a crack addict. So to see those photographs of Hunter Biden make me sick. The story itself doesn't affect my taxes, doesn't affect your Social Security, doesn't affect military spending, doesn't affect the battle against COVID. It's irrelevant. It's just disgusting. However, Twitter has no right to use its liberal-minded thinking employees to decide that that story shouldn't be out there. It's crap is what it is. It's obscene, and it's damn dangerous, and it's offensive, quite frankly. And let me say this before I get to my first guest, who's one of my favorite people, by the way. Twitter says that it acted because this story, New York Post story, violated its hacked materials policy. Well, the provenance of the story, the origination, is open for debate and scrutiny. The Post says that a laptop with emails was delivered to a Delaware repair shop, and Rudy Giuliani has it, blah, blah, blah. Liberals say it's disinformation. Okay? The problem is, if Twitter has a policy against content obtained without authorization, okay, that they have this policy, between 2017 and 2018, the Justice Department has fielded 208 criminal referrals for leaks of classified information, more than three times as many as in the prior 2 years. Stories based on the administration leaks, including about national security matters, have circulated widely on Twitter. In other words, they do it all the damn time. This is flat out censorship. This destroys any reputation they have for fairness and suggests to me then in a room somewhere, there's a bunch of liberals going, ain't news, block that account. Whose accounts did they block? They blocked the New York Post account, has 1.8 million Twitter followers. Shut it down. Shut down the White House spokesperson's account, Kayleigh McEnany. Shut it down. And shut down Congressman Guy Reschenthaler's account. It's ridiculous. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Marty, good morning. Thanks for having me on. And I just listened to your explanation. I'll tell you what, we need more people like you in the media. You call balls and strikes. I love it.
Hey, it's offensive, the photographs. Fine, I get it. But the way it was obtained, it's done all the time, Congressman. And for Twitter to suggest that this is unique is a flat-out, bald-faced lie, is it not, sir?
It absolutely is, and we know that they've published material before. But Marty, there's two ways of looking at the story. There's two side stories.
Yes, sir.
Number one is the censorship that you mentioned.
That's
and
right.
I can tell you that I've been prevented from sharing a New York Post article. The New York Post, from my knowledge, the longest ongoing newspaper in the United States, is actually founded by Alexander Hamilton. And I couldn't share a story from the New York Post. Also, the social media expert on my team believes that I've been what's called throttled, meaning that I've been shadow banned. They're not allowing users to see my feeds and my posts. And anecdotally, I've had people come up to me as I'm campaigning saying, hey, why don't you post anything anymore? I'm posting as much as I always have, if not more.
Wow.
My posts are just not getting into people's feeds. So clearly, big tech is censoring me.
Wow.
That's the problem.
So, Guy, there's a team somewhere, somehow, that's put a red dot in the middle of your forehead and said, watch this man and watch what he's tweeting, right? I would think.
What I call the tech overlords, the people that think they know better than we do. And what's really scary, Marty, is the fact that our law is set up to give these companies immunity. They're
That's
treated
right.
as,
That's right.
it's called platforms. So
That's
you
right.
can't sue them for libel, defamation, slander, you name it. However, you can sue the New York Post for libel and slander because they're what's called known as a publisher. So we have these so-called platforms having a higher standard than our newspapers and our mainstream media do, yet they have these liability protections. It's an inverse policy. So we need to strip this liability protection away from big tech. They're engaging in censorship, which makes them a publisher. So we should be able to go after them. So we need to strip their immunity. We also need to break these big tech companies up. You know, Google has 90% share of all online searches.
He's right.
That's a danger and a threat to our republic and our democracy.
Hey, plus, Guy, they have a sick amount of control of ad revenue, a sick amount. It's dangerous,
they
sir.
They're similar to, let's just take a history lesson from Teddy Roosevelt. You know, you had Standard Oil controlling all the petroleum. You had the railroads that were gouging farmers and consumers. It's time that we go back to Teddy Roosevelt, who was a Republican,
yes.
and say, this is not good for democracy, this is not good for consumers, and it's not good for the free market. We need to break up at least the big five tech companies, Google, Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, and Amazon.
Can you hang, please?
Absolutely, Marty.
This is important stuff. So now Twitter realizes, oops. Now, oops, we screwed up. Could it be too late? Guy Reschenthaler is spot on. All he did was try to post an article from the New York Post, which I do about 100 times a day. They shut him down. That ain't right. And beyond that, it's dangerous. And beyond that, is there somebody watching everything he posts? And that's dangerous, too. You know he's a Republican. What does it say about Twitter, Google, Facebook, all of them? It's dangerous. Hang in there. Dangerous. Censorship at Twitter. Wall Street Journal, man, did they hit a home run today. If you get the chance, read it. It says, Twitter's partisan censors. Right on. So, real briefly, Washington Post publishes this explosive story about Hunter and Joe Biden, including disgusting pictures, quite frankly. Fine. Twitter decides that the information came from hacked sources. Hacked, okay? Twitter decides hacked materials policy. In other words, they really don't know where you got the information. It might have come from a computer being hacked. However, as I mentioned, hundreds and hundreds of stories are printed from the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, from sources that Twitter doesn't know where they came from, and they publish every damn one. This is censorship. You know who experienced it? Republican Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, who is gaining big-time traction and name recognition in Washington. Guy is with me. Hey, Guy, can you kind of give us a timeline of what happened with you posting the article and how you found out you'd been blocked?
Absolutely, Marty. So for the last few weeks, actually about the last few months, we suspect that I've been what's called throttled back, meaning the algorithms have been set so that my feed is not being, or my tweets and my Facebook posts, my videos on YouTube are not going into people's feeds. So we suspected this for a while. Then when this story broke from the New York Post, we went to share the story and retweet it, and we were unable to do it.
Man.
That's when we realized that I had been, at least this story has been blocked, and that our analytics confirmed that I had been what's known as throttled. That's also being called shadow banned.
Man, and this has to be intentional, and it's malicious. Are they just targeting Republicans that you can tell?
As far as I can tell, it's just Republicans. And Marty, I might add, this is not my campaign feed. This is my official office, Twitter, YouTube channel, et cetera. So this is a way for me to reach my constituents. And that's what's really so insidious. You know, it's one thing to do block a campaign account. It's another thing to block an official account of an elected congressman.
Okay, this is very unusual. You don't get mad. I mean, I've known you for years, and you're just calm, cool, collected, compassionate, emotional, but not angry. So you post, Twitter is blocking me from posting about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's corruption. Twitter is quite literally interfering with our election. You said something strong. These companies have really overstepped, just venting, but these guys need broken up, regulated. You mean this, don't you, sir?
I do. And I had a talk with my team this morning. And I said, look, for the last several years, whether it be in the state senator or Congress, I've made criminal justice reform the centerpiece of my platform. And I'm going to continue to make criminal justice reform a centerpiece. But I said, I'm also going to focus on big tech. I want to make sure that we strip their liabilities. I want to have reforms in terms of the law and possibly looking at antitrust legislation. I told my team, put these big tech issues on the same level to which we advocate for criminal justice reform. That's how serious I'm taking it. And anybody that knows me knows how passionate I am about criminal justice reform. So when I start doing something, we're going to have accomplishments. And I'm telling you, next Congress, if I'm reelected, this is what I'm focusing on.
Oh, you'll be reelected. Trump, obviously upset about this, but here's what's astounding. This morning, the Twitter CEO admits they made a mistake. Admits that they're making social policy changes and that they made a mistake in terms of blocking this. Does that help?
It's too little too late. You know, what was saving these big tech giants was Republicans, because the libertarian wing of our party just wanted the free market to operate. At this point, you have people like me and others who have now seen that these big tech companies are operating much more like the Chinese Communist Party, much more like the censors that you'd see in Russia. And they're bringing that kind of totalitarian mindset into the United States. So the danger warnings have gone off now, and I think they've awoken the sleeping giant, which was the Republican Party that was, ironically, protecting these big tech companies from the Democrats. So I think you're going to see people join together across the aisle and make sure that we hold these big tech tyrants accountable.
Total agreement with you. They say they're changing their approach to hacked content. Could end up being too little too late. The CEO's been asked to come to Washington and testify. I'm sure you'll be part of that. Hey, Guy, is your account back up?
We do not think that it is, but today we're going to take a look at it and try to see. One of two things is going to happen. I know big tech is listening to what I'm saying on my interviews, et cetera. So they're either going to crack down on me even further or they're going to back off. But regardless, at this point, no matter what they do, my mind's made up. We're going to look at stripping their liability protections and breaking them up. I also want to make sure that every user on these platforms is verified. I've got to be verified. Marty, you're verified. That's important. We want to get the Russian robots, the Chinese robots off these sites. We want Americans making comments and posts. We cannot allow outside interference. And big tech has done absolutely nothing to protect us from Chinese and Russian interference in our election.
Republican Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, finally, sir, this isn't about you as much as it's about all of us. If they can pick on you, in essence, is how I'm describing it, they can go after any citizen they wish if they don't like their message. Is that not accurate, sir?
It's exactly right. And, so I'm standing up for the average Joe who would have no voice in this and would have no platform for which to fight back. And I'm also standing up for our freedom of speech. You know, they say that the First Amendment doesn't apply to them because they're private companies. Well, they're sure acting like public utilities.
They are.
Right? They're sure. So and they're acting like newspapers and publishers.
They are.
So it's time that we apply our constitutional privileges to them, at least in the spirit of the law. And we need, look, the left and the Washington Post likes to say democracy dies in the dark. Well, you know what's going dark right now? All these social media sites that are suppressing freedom of thought and freedom of discussion. So it needs to stop.
Guy Reisenthaler, you're my man. Thank you, sir. Thank you for stepping up.
Marty, take care.
All right. It's great stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.